British Columbia is beautiful. We have lush rainforests, oceans of powder snow-capped mountains, flower fireworks and alpine meadows, and friendly people. Take a well-deserved break from studying and join us, the Varsity Outdoor Club, on a hike, trail run, rock climb, ski tour, or paddle trip. Trips start from $0, no experience necessary, just enthusiasm. Check us out online, ubc-voc.com.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life Building. Open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, and 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday. If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you. Yep, you heard me right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs. For more information about our buyback policy, find us online at thebikekitchen.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
I like Star Trek.
Yeah, cool. Cool. Awesome.
Now you got me out of You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories.
That was Love by Mexican band La Garfield, representing Mexico today. And welcome, welcome, welcome. Bienvenides, amigues, gente of Latin America, of Vancouver and the world. This is Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Welcome. My name is DJ D-Rod. And up here in the house, we have the one, the only DJ. My name is DJ Bruja.
You were taking over each other's personalities now. All right. You can be DJ.
DJ D-Rod today.
One show. That should happen.
One
you know,
show.
We should switch.
Hello, my name is DJ D-Rod, and up here in the house is DJ Bruja.
Hello. Hello. I'm from Colombia, Bolivia.
I'm from Cuernavaca. Nice to meet you.
Okay, now people are probably confused.
I was staring at her, and I was like, oh yeah, DJ D-Rod, DJ D-Rod, and that's why it came out. But you know, peoples, I would love to be DJ D-Rod any day.
And I would love to be DJ Bruja any day. She looks beautiful today.
Oh,
here in the studio.
Thank you. I showered.
Yeah, I showered too.
It was about time.
Didn't wash my hair, but you know, did that
but
yesterday.
But it's good, yeah. Priorities. Nice. Yeah. Welcome to the show again. Bienvenides, my beautiful amigas of the world of Vancouver, of UBC, unceded Musqueam territories. We see you up in the house today, and especially those listening from all over the world, from Latin America, from the States, from everywhere.
And we're here with two special guests.
Yeah.
Ours, two friends, you know, Julio, Daniel. They'll probably say something about today's topic later on.
Later on, yeah. They're here chilling.
But yeah, today, just as you listened with La Garfield, that was Love by the band from Guadalajara, and they sang songs in Spanglish, which is today's topic.
Woo!
We've curated a nice playlist of different artists who engage in this bilingual making of music.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
And
also, you know, the mixture of languages, but the language itself being
exactly.
Spanglish, you know?
Yeah. So that's what we wanted to say, like how we wanted to introduce what Spanglish is. And you know, I remember in a class, like we were speaking about this social linguistic event as like, oh, what is it? Is it Spanish with like a heavy use of English, or is it like English with a heavy use of Spanish? What is it? And in reality, it's its own language, yeah. Which formed, you know, when people that spoke English and spoke Spanish met, mostly in the Mexican-United States border. The term was coined first in 1933, Spanglish. So it's been around for a while. But yes, of course, Spanglish now is a reality for a lot of people who, and Latin Americans who live in the States, who live in Canada or in North America, or even
Australia, New Zealand,
yes.
Yeah, the UK.
People all over the world.
Is awesome, because I think there's been definitely an increase of Spanish in certain regions. Of course, as we talked about, in California, Texas, Florida are great representations of those. But I think also within the music industry, there's been a definite increase of the use of Spanglish. So we looked up an article that said that in the Billboard top 100 or our list, of top Latin music and of top of world music, there was in the 1980s 12 songs that used Spanglish kind of a language or a Spanglish lingo. And then by the 2000s, there were already 62 songs in the list. So I think that's we can see how Spanglish is also kind of taking over the world. And
Yes. We
like it. We like it.
We see it a lot in reggaeton music now. There's a lot of
features.
Features.
Yeah, even
you
in
know.
Pop music.
I think
like,
Pitbull started it. Probably Pitbull. You know?
People in the Calle Ocho movement.
Probably Calle Ocho's better. But
people,
yes, definitely.
Yeah. Mr. Worldwide,
Mr.
Baby.
Worldwide, baby. You can hear it in a lot of commercial radio, too. And
exactly.
we also love reggaeton in Spanish and English. But today we're going to...
Yeah, we're going to talk about, you know, Spanglish in music as well as a, you know, as a principle, like current and like method of communication with, you know, people that also also, you know, speak Spanish, speak English, but also have Spanglish as their identity, and they use it with honor and as an kind of like an insignia of who I am here, and I'm a mixture of this too, and we love it, you know, and we're honored to represent that.
Exactly.
So yeah, that DJ Dira, do you wanna tell us what we're gonna listen to next?
Yes. So first, we're gonna be listening to "Funky Fiesta" by Venezuelan band Raguayana.
Really, really funky song. So
yes, and really, really...
Get jiggy with it. Get jiggy
exactly.
with it.
Exactly. We will definitely get jiggy with it here in the,
party.
In the studio. Party. Funky fiesta. After that, we're going to listen to Do Better by one of our favorites, Cuco, from California. We were debating earlier. We think he's from Hawthorne.
Yeah.
But of course, like LA area, but California.
California.
Do Better.
Chicano.
Chicano. And after that, representing the Caribbean, but also Miami and, you know,
the
Spanglish.
The Calle 8 movement, yeah.
La Llave de mi Corazón by Juan Luis Guerra. And yeah, so we really hope you enjoy this selection of music. And we have some surprises later on.
So this is Funky Fiesta for you. Enjoy.
Yeah. cariño, yo a ti te quiero, oh, mi amor, no lo dudes, por favor. Baby, I'm gonna do better for you because I love you with my heart. Sunshine, moonlight, my angel, darling, will you take my hand?
Escuchaba el otro día una emisora radial, un psiquiatra, Dr. Luis, daba consejo matrimonial.
Marqué 3-5-5-9-4-11-85.
Hey, Doc, le llamo por una amiga que conocí en un website.
Le pido que me dé solución, pues tiene la llave de mi corazón.
Tierra de peloteros, where Sammy Sosa lives.
Le gusta beber jugo de papaya con anís
y narrar telenovelas, but love is blind, as you can see.
Le pido que me dé solución, pues tiene la llave de mi corazón. Solo quiero que me beses como besas tú. You know I can't stop loving you, baby. I said, mambo.
You can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
What?
Yeah, you can review live shows where you get in for free, or music and books and stuff that's coming out, or do write-ups on artists and local issues for Discorder magazine.
That's sick, bro.
Yeah, just email volunteer at citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
Dude, I totally will.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like... freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even going to last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR production department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Welcome back, welcome back to Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. You know, we've been getting questions about why the name Viva Porú, and we want to remind you that it comes from Vicks Vapor Rub, but Latinx style and mispronounced.
Exactly.
So it's Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Welcome back. We just listened to some Juan Luis Guerra, to some Funky Fiestas, to some Cuco, Cuquito. We love Cuco, if you're out there. Hello.
Yes,
nice to meet you. We're back here in the studio, and we are going to talk a little bit about some Spanglish examples of music and film, a little bit of literature as well. We were having this conversation about, you know, how Pachucos had an influence in the whole Spanglish movement. And our friend Daniel provided some insight about a special character. His name was what?
Tintan.
Tintan.
So he's right here. He's Daniel, please welcome him.
Yeah, welcome to the studio, Danielito.
Hello, you guys. Well, I was just telling them that in Mexico there's a really famous character, Germán Valdés, better known as Tintan. And he was a really interesting character because he portrayed Pachuco, which is like this culture, subculture that was born in Texas and like in the border of Mexico. Mm. And, well, it's really complicated to talk about this because they have these issues of where they belong to, if they are like Mexicans, if they're like from U.S.
Exactly, from the U.S. And how do you determine your identity when you're a mixture of both and not enough Mexican for the Mexicans, but not enough like, American for the Americans, you know? And I think that's where the Pachuco identity kind of comes from and like it starts, you know?
Yeah. And as we say, like once you determine that... once you find where you are at that sort of like space of liminality, or you know, like in between,
exactly,
being Mexican or being American, that's when you start being, you know, just proud of who you are.
Exactly.
So that's why Spanglish is in music is so important
so
as well.
Important. And the Pachuco, identity, as well as Tintan being such a great representation of that. Thank you, Danielito. Mm. We did not know. Or we didn't take that.
How do you feel?
Yeah. I encourage you guys to look for Pachuco. Like, even the way they were dressed, it was really, like, unique. Like, kind of fancy, but in a, like... neighborhood kind of explain it.
So like familiar, like,
So it's really, really interesting, guys.
Nice.
Yes.
Thank you
for that, Daniel. You should come more often.
You're always welcome. And speaking of other examples, of course, we heard some Cuco. He's Chicano, and he's kind of like this new era of representation of Chicano culture and as well as Spanglish. And before that, we had, we were thinking about Selena. Selena is also a great example of that because because I think that even though she didn't speak Spanish fluently, she could sing in Spanish, and that sent also a message of connection with these two languages and connection with this people that were very interested in her, even though they didn't really speak Spanish or they didn't really speak English when she sang in English. So I think it's a cool example. Also, DJ D-Rod, you mentioned Plastic Revolution.
Yeah, Los Plastic Revolutions. They're this band from Mexico. They have a really cool, I don't know if you've ever seen the videos from La Blogotech, like concerts on the street. They're pretty cool. And they have the Plastic Revolutions, they're the one in Las Trajineras in Mexico City and Xochimilco. And they play a set, I think it's like a 15-minute video, but they have a song in English, then a song in Spanish, then a song that they play with the mariachis that they just found. Like they were like, they were like having a good time at the Trajineras.
Nice.
Like, let's play together.
Oh,
so they're like a really cool example of Spanglish as well, in music. And well, one of the main reasons why we wanted to talk about Spanglish today is because we had the chance to interview a great band 2 weeks ago who came here to Vancouver.
Yeah, they performed at the Rickshaw Theater for the morning after show 20th anniversary. So big shout out to Osvaldo today. He hooked us up to this interview and also to be able to see them perform. And we're huge fans of Jenny and the Mexicans. So it was an amazing experience. And it was honestly our first time interviewing kind of, a band or musicians or artists. And we were nervous.
We were nervous. We were there sitting at the sound check like, oh my God, of other bands, because we hadn't seen Jenny and the Mexicats,
exactly.
Which was a band which we interviewed.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh my God, what are we doing here? Who are we?
Yeah, but they were so, so nice to us. We ended up having a really, really good time. And we wanted to, for the Paisaje Sonoro de Latinoamérica, Soundscape of Latinoamérica today, we wanted to show you a little snippet of what they had to say. We asked them a few questions regarding, they call themselves, their genre, the Mexicat spirit, so Espíritu Mexicat. So they talk a little bit about that first, and I hope you guys enjoy, and I hope you guys listen to them. This is Pantera explaining what the Mexicat spirit is.
Lo definimos como un género mexicano. Desde el principio nos ponían, son pop, son rock, son jazz, son música del mundo. Pop en español, pop en inglés, no sabían ni en qué ponernos. Entonces nos empezamos a etiquetar como Mexicat, o sea, por decir género Mexicat, que es básicamente hacer lo que queremos o lo que pida la canción en su momento para llegar a lo que tiene que llegar. El papel.
Yes, so that's Pantera, which is the band's main guitar player, talking about how they were just not identifiable as any sort of like
genre. People always try to categorize them into, jazz, maybe a little bit of cumbia, a little bit of son campechano and things like that. But I think that it's not any of those. It's its own espíritu mexicano, which makes them so unique and so cool.
El que juega la multiculturalidad en este grupo es algo esencial, básicamente porque cada quien aporta lo que pueda aportar, lo que pueda hacer, y siempre haciendo un poco de homenaje a su país, a su lugar de origen, a sus raíces y a su música. Pues no es.
So yes, that's Pantera just talking about how the members of Jenny and the Mexicats are hail from Mexico, Spain, and the UK. And that was Pantera explaining how every single member of the band brings something from their own country into the mix of the music that they play.
Exactly. And we talked a little bit after about their influences and how, for example, Jenny's main influence was Amy Winehouse. And she brings so much of her and that choice of influence into their music, which I think is awesome, as well as, Mexican influences and Spanish, because this band, Jenny and the Mexicans, one thing that is so cool about them is that their percussion is with a cajón. It's not a battery. It's not a cajon, which I think it's so unique and so special, and we're glad that they are keeping that tradition, that instrument going.
And now the next question, they're speaking about the role of Spanglish or how they use Spanglish in their music.
Es como darle importancia tanto a algo como de querer en inglés, querer en español, simplemente se dan, y entre nosotros espanglishamos muchísimo y hablamos así lo que mejor quede para la frase y que lo que mejor te puedas expresar en ese momento, si es una palabra en español, una frase en inglés y todo eso.
Combinado.
Ajá, pues obviamente campechano. Es campechano. Obviamente si así hablamos entre nosotros, se refleja en la forma que escribimos canciones y que hacemos todo.
Yo no creo que haya ningún...
Yes, so that's a... Pantera was just saying that if they speak like that, that's gonna reflect... Yeah. In their music.
And it's basically what the song and what the music asks for. It's not a formula. Yeah, formula. And next, we're going to listen to Shaggy actually explain how they, you know, use those mixtures of languages and those mixtures of Spanish, English, but also of the influences and their identities as different people of the world and how that bring them, how they bring that together into their music.
Yes, and right after that, we'll play you a song by Jenny and the Mexicans so that you can listen to their sound live. Not live, I mean live from played from the studio. we did hear them live. Just
so
saying.
Stay tuned for Jenny and the Mexicans after that.
Método en específico, simplemente cada quien ya trae eso y a la hora de tocar juntos va surgiendo de manera espontánea. No es planeado eso de no hay una fórmula para mezclar.
¡Hey, somos Jenny and the Mexicans!
Un saludo para nuestros amigos de Viva Perú, el ungüento para el alma.
You don't stop loving me. You don't stop kissing me. Oh, without your kisses, there's no life for me. No dejes de quererme, no dejes de mirarme, que sin tus miradas ya no hay ilusión. Yeah.
Welcome back to Viva Peru. That was To My Love, a tiny remix by Colombian band Bomba Estéreo. We love them. Before Bomba Estéreo, we listened to Solita by Kali Uchis.
Yay, another Colombian representation.
And
female representation.
She just released that song like 5 days ago. Yeah. And it's, even though she makes music in English and Spanish, this is the first single where she like fully engages in going from Spanish to English, and
using
it was pretty
Spanish,
cool.
Yeah.
We love Caliuchis.
Yeah.
And before that, we had Jenny and the Mexicans, and right now here in the studio, my our friend Julio is here with us, and he was one of the first listeners of Jenny and the Mexicans back in like 2012, I believe.
Yeah.
And yes, I don't know. What do you think of them? What do you like about them?
Welcome
to Viva Peru, to the station.
Thanks for the invitation. I really enjoy the trumpet of Jenny and the Mexicans. What called me to their songs. I discovered them. I wanted to go to a festival in Mexico City. And that's where I saw them for the first time. It was really, really
cool. What festival?
It's called Vive Latino.
Every year.
There's a lot of representational bands over there.
Nice.
Jenny and the Mexicans is one of them. And like seeing them alive is really a nice experience. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, that's the thing. We knew them. We love them. We really like their music. But seeing them play at the Rickshaw Theater like 2 weeks ago was just like, whoa.
Yeah.
They're really good live, too.
And it's definitely a party, you
know?
Song, No Dejes de Quererme, even though it starts slow and it's more like a bolero and like more like a romantic vibe, it definitely escalates pretty quickly to a party song. And that's
yes.
what they
yeah.
say their music is as well. Like their last album is called Fiesta Ancestral. And they're like, you know, even though we bring sounds from the past, it's always for people to dance to. And it's always
yes.
for people to, you know, have a cotorreo.
Drink some wine. They have this cumbia del vino.
Yeah. It's also very cool, like, the story of how they met, like, traveling over Europe and, like...
Yes!
Like, how they put together all these different people from different nationalities. It brings a very special sound.
Yes! Oh, thank you, Julio!
Welcome, Julio, to the studio and also to Vancouver.
Please don't drop the headphones. I'm joking.
Welcome to Vancouver from Seattle. Come visit often,
Come visit often. Yeah, by train,
by
bus.
Invitations, please.
Yes, of course.
We'll send them out. RSVP.
Our next show. You can come to our next show in 2 weeks. And we're going to make a compilation, too, of Best of 2019.
Yeah, we're thinking of that. You know, it's the end of the decade, the end of the year. I'm not ready.
End of the decade.
I'm not ready.
Yes, well, maybe.
I'm ready for the Christmas food, you know, maybe the Christmas dancing. But the rest, I'm like, whoa, 2020, man.
2020.
It's real, all of
it's
a sudden.
Real.
But yeah, stay tuned. Next week. So Saturday, I believe it's the 28th of December, we are going to have another episode fresh, straight from the oven, live right here in the studio at CITR. And yeah, hopefully we'll talk a little bit about the best of 2019.
The best of 2019, yeah. Music. Okay, even the best of the 2010s decade. Exactly. But I don't know. That's a big topic
we'll
to
see.
Cover.
In an hour.
We'll see. But hopefully we'll Daniel will come here and help us decide. Yeah. He's got great input.
Exactly. And speaking a little bit about you know, what to do in Vancouver this December, if you want to connect to your Latinx community and to your friends and speak a little bit of Spanglish here and there, check out Salsa Fridays at Mangos. There are free classes, I believe, at 9:30.
Yes.
And then there is a little bit of a cover, but you can stay to continue the party on. So after the classes, there's a beginner and intermediate, I believe. And after that, you can stay and dance a little salsa, here. Yeah.
Also, great location downtown.
Yeah, downtown. Howe Street. It's 1180 Howe Street. Howie Street?
Howie
Street.
H-O-W-E Street. Right across from the Cinematheque,
exactly.
Basically.
Yeah, yeah. Go check that out. And I know there's a lot of people that go for the classes and also just for the drinks and the good music and the good company and to Spanglish a little bit.
A little bit. Yes.
Amazing. Yes. Yeah. And before we go, we wanted to leave you with another special cool llama fact, baby.
Because llamas are awesome, you know it.
Yeah, if you've heard the show before, you know that DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja love llamas.
Yeah. They're sassiness. They're spirit.
The fluffiness.
They're spitting.
Wow. Amazing. And yeah, this week's cool llama fact, please, DJ.
Yes.
Dion.
So our cool llama fact of the week is very informational. It is basically that llamas got domesticated in Peru almost like between 4,500 and 5,000 years ago. So we've been in a relationship with them, you
long
know.
Long-distance relationship.
Long-distance relationship. No, I had to do this project on domestication. And, of course, like I did some research and it said something like, domestication is a sustained multi-generational relationship between humans and animal species. Whoa. So it is. So we do have a relationship with llamas.
Yeah, exactly. We do.
Yeah.
And we have, representation from Peru today also, Julio.
Julio. I'm from Bolivia.
Bolivia.
Yeah, what do you think of llamas? Do you like llamas?
Like yeah, I do like them. They're very fluffy. I shouldn't say this, but they also taste... Well, no, that's vicuña. They taste very good.
No, but they in Bolivia and in Peru, they eat a lot of llama meat. And I've tried it, and it's very salty.
Oh, have you tried llama meat, Danielito?
Never. Is it like a chicken?
Is it like chicken? It tastes like chicken. More like very salty and kind of chewy beef, yeah. I would say. Yeah.
Okay.
But really good. Nice. But honestly, I just ate it once, and then I was like, they're too cute, so I'm going to move on.
We're just going to appreciate them.
Yeah. Anyway, we want to thank you before we go. Thank you so much for listening to Viva Peru, the Ointment for the Soul. It's been a pleasure having you with us today. Thank you for giving us a little bit of your time on this beautiful Saturday.
Well, we can also, you know, since now I'm DJ Bruja and you're DJ D-Rod, this could be Sunday and tomorrow
won't
be Saturday.
But Sunday too, anyway.
Oh, you said Saturday?
I said Saturday.
Oh, so now I'm just hallucinating. It's all the Spanglish.
It's all the Spanglish. It's the Spanglish magic. Anyway, we want to thank Daniel and Julio for being here on the studio. And we also want to thank you for listening. Check us out next week. And we're going to post some cool stuff on Instagram and Twitter. Follow us. Email us at vivaporu.citr@gmail.com. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories. And we're going to listen to, before we go,
Frijolero by Molotov, Mexican band Molotov. After that,
Obsession by Frankie J. For all the 90s babies out there.
Bringing it out in the 90s. And then we'll see if there's time for Uruguay by Divino Niño.
Anyway, we hope you enjoy. Have a beautiful rest of the day. It's been a pleasure. Goodbye from DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja.
This was Viva Peru, the ointment for the soul, here at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory.
Check. It's happy for real.
Show me.
Baby Bash.
What is it?
Yeah. Frankie J.
Oh.
obsession. But it's early in the morning and my heart is feeling lonely. Just thinking about you, baby, got me twisted in the bed. And I don't know how to take it, but it's driving me so crazy. I don't know if it's right, I'm tossing, turning. It's 5 o'clock in the morning and I still can't sleep. Thinking about your beauty, it makes me weep. I'm feeling hopeless in my heart. I don't know what to do, I think I'm in love, baby. Take it with you, then maybe we could ride together. We could do this all night. Now I don't care if you got a man, baby. I wish you'd understand. 'Cause I know he can't love you right, quite like I can. It's 5 o'clock in the morning and I still can't sleep. Thinking about your beauty, it makes me weep. I'm feeling hopeless at home. Don't know what to do. I think I'm in love.
Shorty got me feeling serene. Where my candy, get my cream. Got your boy feeling supreme. Hold up, wait a minute. Baby, you so damn independent. Loving everything you represented. Got a lot of money and I love to spend it. And that's what's up and I don't care what people scream. You're my blessing when I'm stressing. My super fly beauty queen. I'ma keep it saucy 'cause mama know how I do. We gon' rendezvous, mi corazón belong to you.
Beaner, me Mr. Puñetero, te sacaré un susto por racista culero. No me llames frijolero, pinche gringo puñetero. Now I wish I had a dime for every single time I've gotten stared down for being in the wrong side of town. In a rich man I'd be if I had that kind of chips. Lately I wanna smack the mouths of these racists. Podrás imaginarte desde afuera, ser un mexicano cruzando la frontera, pensando tu familia mientras que pasas, dejando todo lo que tú conoces atrás. Si tuvieras tú que esquivar las balas de unos cuantos gringos rancheros, le seguirás diciendo good for nothing, we're back. Si tuvieras tú que empezar de cero, now why don't you look down the way your feet is planted.